In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the halacha of when and where we can ask an akum to do malacha on our behalf on Shabbos. And this halacha that we learned in our Gemara about asking an akum and allowing an akum to sign a deed or write a deed for us on Shabbos is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us Mutar Liknas Bayis Beit Yisrael Min Ein Yehudi B'Shabbos. One can buy a property from an Akum on Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, however, one may not pick up the money to give to the Akum. And we could have that document signed in the court, Hagah, and Ramayat Shalhem, in the non-Jewish court, B'Ksav Shalhem, with their writing, Deina Osir Rak Medrabanan. The Ramah is quoting the opinion of the Or Zeruah that we quoted at the end of our previous shir, that the Isser Ksiva on Shabbos is only B'loshon HaKodesh, and therefore here, where the Akum is writing this deed, not in Loshon HaKodesh, it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore falls into the category of a Shvus to Shvus, which we'll discuss more in a moment, and therefore, Mishim Yishev Et Yisrael LeGozru. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the Bir Halacha, at great length, that the opinion of Dar Zeruah that the only Issuk Siva B'Shabbos Midaraisa is a Lashon Kodesh is a Das Yechida. It's only his opinion. Ve'en lo shum makor b'shas v'chol ha'poskim. There's no makor for this in Shas, he says. V'chol ha'poskim chalkim hazeh. Everybody disagrees that everybody disagrees that there's a difference between Lashon Kodesh and all other languages, and so is in fact the opinion of the Noida Behuda very vehemently. There is a machloikis in the Poskim. If when we say in our Gemara that the Kais V'mal B'Akos Shalhem, as the Shulchan Aruch says, if the only malacha that was allowed to be done by the Akum, L'tzorech Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael, is Ksiva, or everything else, all the other issues involved in buying the property are also Mutter. The Magen Avraham quotes the Rivosh, that's Machmer, Del Yoraba, and the Deli Rabba and the other Paiskim, most Paiskim are makel that everything involved in purchasing a property in Eretz Yisrael is permitted on Shabbos through an Akum. Furthermore, however, the Shulchan Aruch says that this heter is only in a situation where we are concerned that if we won't do this on Shabbos, the deal may fall through. However, in a situation where we know that the deal is going to be fine, there is no reason to believe that it can't wait for after Shabbos, so then of course we have no heter to do this on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that this din is not only if you want to buy a house, but even if you want to buy any property in Eretz Yisrael, the same halacha applies, that if you want to buy property in Eretz Yisrael, you can do, and you're concerned that if you won't consummate the deal on Shabbos, the deal may fall through, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, as prescribed in our Gemara and here in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Michas Yitzchak, actually appears twice in the Michas Yitzchak. Chel Kei Simcha Chof Dalet, Chel Vov Simcha Chof Dalet, that wants to say that Bezman Hazeh, where the Akum, who own property in Yisrael, are Yishma'elim, and Yishma'elim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, we have to be, we cannot, this halacha does not apply. Most, however, I saw that the Chazon Ish disagrees, and the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that this halacha applies even Bezman Hazeh as well, even if the people owning the property are Yishma'elim who are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So here we've learned in this sif the special rule that applies to Akum when it comes to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But as we said in our previous shir, this halacha does not apply regarding other areas. Other times we may not ask an Akum to do melacha on our behalf on Shabbos. But the question is when and under what circumstances can we ask an Akum to do melacha on Shabbos? So for that we look in Simen Shin Zayin, Siv Hei. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Dovish en melacha, ve'en osa lasois v'shabbos elam mishum shvus, something which is not a melacha deraisa, and is only osur to be done because of a shvus. Shvus means that it's a drabonon. And before we go further, the Paiskim all point out that this halacha that we learn, that these halachas we learn now, do not only apply to Shabbos, they apply to Yontav as well. And not only do they apply to Yontav as well, they even apply to Yontav Sheni Shogolius. But here we're referring to a situation where we're asking the Akum to do a malacha d'rabbanon, muta loymel Yisraelena Yehudi lasoy se b'Shabbos. We can ask an Akum to do it on our behalf on Shabbos. And I saw that the Paiskim say that not only if it's one d'rabbanon that I'm asking an Akum to do, I'm asking an Akum to do multiple d'rabbanons, but all the Isurim that I'm asking the Akum to do on my behalf only involve an Issa D'Rabbanon, we could be lenient, provided, says the Shulchan Aruch, for who sheyesh mixes chayli, it has to be a situation where there is somebody who's sick. And as the Mishnah Brewer immediately points out, it's a situation of a mixes chayli. Because if the person is mamish a chayla, the halacha is that we can even ask a Jew to do malacha on his behalf. And certainly we could ask Akum to do even a malacha deraisa for somebody who's a full-fledged chayla. So that's where here we're referring to a situation where he's only a mixas chayli. And the Paiskim take a lenient approach in understanding mixas chayli. Doesn't have to be a person who is bedridden. He's not feeling well, and he needs something to be done that only involves the Rabbanon. Oy, continues the Shulchan Aruch, Yetzarech Dover Tzarech Harbe, there's a big need for this to be done, Obnei Mitzvah, or because of a mitzvah. Ketzat, and the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Oymer LeYisrael, Lena Yehudi b'Shabbos, a Jew could ask an Akum on Shabbos Lalas b'Ilan to go up a tree. Lehevi shoyfel l'tkoya tkiyas mitzvah. We know climbing a tree, as the Gemara Masech Debeya teaches us, is an Issa d'Rabbanan. The shoyfer we need is on the tree. We could ask an Akum to climb up the tree. Oy lahavi ma'im derchotish le'irva. Lirchatz b'yam tzar. You have somebody who needs water. He needs water very much. We could ask an Akum to go up to bring that water, where the Isser of carrying is only an Isser Rabbanon. V'yesh oisrim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes opinion that we can't even be so lenient with a shvus to shvus. We're asking the Akum to do something as a shvus, and then the malacha that the Akum is going to do is a drabbanon. That's called a shvus to shvus. We can't be that lenient. However, the Ramah says, Hagol kaman sum min tuf kopei vav pasuk lehetam. V'ayin le'el simresh I involved the yesh mekilim afila medlach deraisa. The opinion of the smag that we said in our previous year, that's makel by all dvar mitzvah when an akum doing malacha. When we are makel for dvar mitzvah, the poskim can say, it has to be a dvar mitzvah whose man is now. If now is not the zman mitzvah, then we don't have a right to ask an Akum to do even a shvus to shvus. There is an interesting machloikis in the Paiskim. There's an interesting machloikis in the Paiskim. What is the halacha in a situation where I could fulfill the mitzvah, but if I ask an Akum, it'll help me fulfill the mitzvah min hamufchor. There many poskim are makel. However, in a situation where there is no mitzvah at all today, and I'm only asking an akum to do a malacha, albeit a malacha drabbanon, not for mitzvah for today, but for mitzvah for tomorrow, it's a machloikis hapoiskim. Certainly in a situation where I could wait till tomorrow, I have no right to ask the Akum to do it today. If I'm concerned that I can't, that the Akum may not be able to do it for me tomorrow, they want to say that's pshat in this, well, in the case that we just learned in Shulchan Aruch. Why would I ask an Akum on Shabbos to bring down a shofar? There is no tekiah shofar on Shabbos. It must be that Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos Sunday, and we're concerned that if we don't ask the Akum on Shabbos to bring the shofar, we won't find an Akum tomorrow to bring the shofar on our behalf, and that's why we could be lenient even today. The night of Yehuda is machmer. Other paiskim, mikvega is makel. When we speak about tzorich mitzvah, so the Shulchan Aruch uses the example of tekiah shofar from Rosh Hashanah. The same halacha the paiskim would say would apply in order to get the dalminim on Sukkos, in order to get wine, grape juice for Kiddush, in order to get food on Shabbos. Mitzvah Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah. Or if you have guests, unexpected guests on Shabbos, so a shvus to shvus is mutter. There, in all these cases, a shvus to shvus would be mutter on Shabbos. There is an interesting discussion in the Paiskim if Shvus to Shvus is permitted for Tefillah B'Tzibur or for Kriya Sefer Torah. The Minhag HaOlam, the Prima Gadam, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gris Moshe, or Amekel. When we ask an Akum to carry for us in a situation where the carrying does not involve an Issa D'Raisa, carrying in an area which is only a Karmelis, the Paiskim say, going back to the first Mishnah of Masech the Shabbos, we know, as we learned in the first Mishnah of Masech the Shabbos, that the halacha is that the malacha of carrying is the Akira and the Hanocha. They are what make the malacha of carrying. So if I pick up the item and put it into the Akum's hand, then I have done the Akira. Or if I take it out of the Akum's hand, I have done the Hanacha. And we want to, and we learned the Masechta Shabbos, that doing an Akira alone or doing an Hanacha alone is prohibited. So therefore, we should avoid asking the Akum to do anything. We should avoid asking the Akum to do anything when it comes. We should avoid doing the Akira Hanacha. We should have the Akum doing the entire act of carrying. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaten Chaf Beis quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that the Shulchan Aruch said that we can be makel with a shvus to shvus b'makom hefsed. Says the Mishnah Berurah that it has to be dafka b'makom hefsed gadol. Ava b'lav hachi ein l'hakel klal. It has to be a hefsed meruba. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says that you don't have to be machma on a hefsed meruba. And I saw that Aruch HaShulchan and many poskim take a lenient approach to rely on the Eliyahu Rabbah. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you don't have to have a hefsed merubah, as long as it's a tzairich gadol, we could be makel. Moreover, the poskim say that if it's a situation of kavod abrius, or kavod tashmishe kedusha, or tsar balei chayim, or darki shalom, all of those situations are in the category of tzairich, that we can rely on a shvus, the shvus on Shabbos. However, the Paiskim say, the Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Dalet Simchov Test teaches us that one should not rely on a regular basis on the heter of Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. It's only if something comes up unexpected. Moreover, the Paiskim say that if someone knew that this is a situation that's going to come up on Shabbos, and he could have arranged and taken care of it from before Shabbos, and he didn't, then maybe he doesn't have a right to rely on a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Moreover, the poskim say, especially in these situations where we're not quite clear if we could rely on the heter of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, especially in these situations where we can't obviously rely on it. What we should try to do is not tell the goy directly. We should try to tell him b'remiza in an indirect way to do it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaten Chaf Dalet says that what about if somebody asks one Akum to tell another Akum? So there, maybe even by a Deraisa, we could be more lenient, because it's a shvus to shvus. I'm not asking this guy to do it. I'm asking an Akum to ask another Akum. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chav Syor, that's Mekel, and he says that b'makom hefsed gadol yesh lismach ala mekilim. But the Paiskim point out that this is not such a simple heter, because we know, and we're not going to discuss this extensively in this year, but we know that the halacha is that if an Akum does melacha on behalf of a Jew on Shabbos, under many circumstances, you may not be nena from that melacha, certainly on Shabbos. And therefore, just saying that I'm going to ask one Akum to do another, to ask another Akum to do a malacha on my behalf, we still have a situation of being nana for malachas Akum on Shabbos. And therefore, this heter should not be used unless it's b'makom mitzvah or hefsed gadol, that there, even though we're talking about a malacha deraisa, we still, by having it, asking one akum to ask another akum, we're in the category of a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. And we could have anor from this malacha. In general, I saw from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Cheshukei Chemed that he says that when we speak about Makom Hefsed is a very subjective concept. And what may be considered a Hefsed to one person is not considered a Hefsed to another person, and we have to look at every situation individually.